Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A father and son were drinking when a dispute arose, prompting the young man to bite his dad.
He bit his dad. Where did he bite his dad?
I don't really know. He also did some other things. As Pennsylvania police said, the 21-year-old son is now charged and accused of biting his father during a drunken domestic dispute in Luzerne County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have any good restaurants in Luzerne County. The suspect, identified as Jason Radginski, bit, punched, and elbowed his father during a drunken fight at a Plymouth Township home over the weekend. Radginski is also accused of grabbing an axe and using it to smash car windows and destroy a door of a home. He's on a rampage. Radginski then crashed his car. Police say Radginski later told them that he and his father had been drinking when the dispute began.
This town needs a library.
His blood alcohol content was 0.217%, more than 2.5 times the legal limit for driving. No immediate word on the severity of the father's injuries, and there were no specifics on the nature of the dispute that prompted the son to allegedly chomp down on his dad, but he decided to bite him. It seemed like a good idea. We were just talking about raccoons. You ever heard of zombie raccoons?
I have.
Oh. They have infiltrated Brooklyn's favorite dog oasis. At least two trash pandas have so far tested positive for canine distemper virus in Prospect Park, many miles and a river away from another outbreak in Central Park. The two infected raccoons have been euthanized, but still, the Parks and Health Department ask visitors to keep their dogs on leashes, lest the dogs bumble into the path of a distempered raccoon and mistakenly attempt to make friends.
Now, we have to stick a knife in their head to kill them, right?
I think that's the only way to take them out.
Only way to take them out.
In Central Park, at least 176 raccoons have died from the disease since June, while three other zombie raccoon cases have popped up in the Bronx. A virus that attacks its host nervous system is what this distemper is.
Oh, God.
It also, gastrointestinal and respiratory systems are attacked, eating away at motor skills and coordination. The symptoms resemble those of rabies and result in jerky, spasmodic movements as if the animal victims weren't in control of their bodies. And the zombie refers to the confused, occasionally aggressive state the animals often assume before death.
That's horrible.
The infected Central Park raccoons look like they were circulating, wandering, having spasms, and some of the raccoons have a nasal discharge.
They say it looks as if they're doing the electric slide.
Probably does. Distemper affects dogs as well. Also foxes, wolves, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, mink, and ferrets, and has been reported in lions, tigers, leopards, and other wildcats, as well as seals.
Okay, what's not affected? It's probably a shorter list.
That's a good question. Yeah. So watch out for the zombie raccoons if you happen to be heading into New York in the next few days. What started out as Halloween fun for a group in Nashville turned into real horror when a group says that they were approached by someone and unknowingly given a real knife, which was used to stab their friend. Yeah, police are investigating the stabbing.
That's kind of how you trick-or-treat.
Friday night outside of Nashville Nightmare, a popular Halloween attraction. Now, officers responded to the hospital reports of a stabbing victim. Police were told that the group and the friends were at the haunted house. While in line, they were approached by someone whom they thought was a character who worked at the haunted houses.
This is my wife's biggest fear, is that at these things, like a real lunatic would go, right?
Yeah.
The unknown person asked a woman in the group if the victim was messing around with her. The woman told police that she was playing along and said yes. The unknown person then handed the woman a knife, which she thought was a prop knife, and said, well, here, stab him. Police said the woman, only playing along and believing that it was a prop knife, stabbed the victim. And when the woman pulled back, she realized that there was blood on the knife and a hole in the victim's shirt and blood squirting from the victim's left arm.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
The woman told
police that is diabolical.
She didn't mean to hurt the victim. Two others were in the group with the woman and the victim. And
imagine if it was a gun.
They corroborated the story about the prop knife. Medics responded and transferred the victim to be treated for his injuries. The person who walked up to the group is still unknown. They don't know who it was.
There have been examples of those prop knives sticking, the ones that retract up into the handle.
Yeah.
But the edges are blunt. They're not.
But if it's pointy, you can still at least puncture it.
Yeah,
now, but
I guess.
Maybe not be as bad. But you got to be careful with that stuff. A man who managed to damage a $300,000 sculpture said that he climbed it because he was bored. Hunter McDonald scaled a metal pole on the artwork, which is entitled Water Whirler, which sits on the waterfront in Wellington, New Zealand.
He's water ruler, huh? I think I'm going to climb this.
He swung out over the water, but the stunt went wrong when the piece of art snapped and he plunged into the ocean. Crowds can be heard egging him on and then gasping as he dropped into the water and emerged with a bloody head. Today, Hunter has apologized and admitted that he is likely to face the wrath of the law. He said, I started to perform some of my new found gymnastic skills.
Oh, he's got newfound gymnastic skills.
He said, one thing led to another. It seemed I seemed to attract a bit of an audience, and I started to test the limits of the metal sculpture. He said, it's my day off. I was bored. He said, it was a nice day. The pole itself has rungs, and an idiot like me, it looks like a ladder.
He puts up a strong defense.
He said, there wasn't a sign that says don't climb. The metal sculpture snapped and hit him on the head. Hunter says that he rose out of the water coughing and spluttering and managed to doggy paddle to the side. It was made by the late artist Len Lai. It cost $300,000 to make, but the installation in 2006 pushed the final bill to $1 million.
Holy hell. Oh,
he's apologized, saying that it wasn't his intention to damage any property.
How much is he liable for?
They don't know yet.
It has to be insured.
Yeah, they got to wait until a judge takes a look at it and has their say. And then we'll do one last. I have a short story here. If you needed some nightmare fuel, here it is. A video, and I haven't seen the video yet. I've just read the description of it. At an ear, nose, and throat doctor's clinic in Lao Cai, Vietnam.
This is already bad.
Shows the doctor pulling, quote, a strange creature out of a patient's nose.
Okay. Strange creature out of a patient's nose, Kathy. Mm-hmm.
The doctor eventually completely removes the object, and it says it looks like a large leech.
This is not something we need to bring up into the studio.
No, you can put it up. I'll look. You don't need to look.
They're coming out of the patient's nose.
He looks like a huge snicker.
Apparently, the patient and witness laugh with surprise once it's out.
All right, let's take a look.
We're watching video footage.
I'm not going to watch it.
Now. They've got forceps up in this guy's nose. They have
throw up a little.
Don't look. I'll watch and I'll report it to you.
They have an object with a camera on it that they can stick up in there to see. And this guy's he's whipping the dude's head around, too.
Yeah.
The dude is just sitting there.
But looking up in his nose, and did he just take that
out
of his
nose? It looked like he put his mouth.
And put it in his mouth.
Is that nose-to-mouth porn?
I think he did it to moisten the camera. Oh, my God. He's going way up in
this
there.
This is like a circus trick. A raccoon.
Oh, dude. He's starting to pull it out, and now. Oh, my God!
Ew. It is a huge leech.
My God.
It's alive?
It's alive. How in the F did that get up in his nose?
That's repulsive.
That is. Oh, my God.
I want to die.
I'm angry at this guy for letting that thing in his skull.
And he's laughing.
He's smiling.
He's laughing.
Oh, I'm sure he's a hit with the ladies.
Didn't he, though?
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
An 8-year-old girl has discovered a pre-Viking era sword in a Swedish lake, prompting locals to name her the Queen of Sweden. Swedish-American Saga Venicek found an ancient artifact while playing in Vidostern Lake. During the summer near her family's holiday home in the south of the country.
Vidostun is my favorite Swedish lake.
Experts at a local museum estimate the sword to be about 1,500 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, I was outside.
Boss.
I was outside in the water throwing sticks and stones and stuff to see how far they could skip, and then I found some kind of a stick.
Impressive. It was signed by Randy Jackson.
She said, I picked it up and was going to drop it back in the water, but it had a handle, and I saw that it was a little bit pointy, and the end was all rusty, and I went up, held it up in the air, and I said, Daddy, I found a sword.
Shut up!
When he saw it, that it bent and was rusty, he came running up and took it. And the report added the locals joked that the discovery made his daughter the new Queen of Sweden, drawing parallels with the legend of King Arthur, who was bequeathed the rule to write, took the right to rule after he received the sword from the Lady of the Lake.
My daughter's the Queen of Sweden.
Mikhail Nordstrom.
Yeah, we know.
An expert had described the discovery of the relic as spectacular, saying that it was about 85 centimeters long. And that is preserved wood and metal around it. They said it's actually an extraordinary find.
It's amazing.
And this girl just stumbled across it. That's pretty cool. Elderly people get a little confused sometimes. Dolores and Tony Amaral, a couple in their 80s, got into their car last week with the intention of driving 40 minutes away from their home in Sevierville, Tennessee. Instead, they were found 5 days later in Atlanta.
Wow. Oh, I think we're lost.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want to stop for directions, did he?
I guess
oh,
not.
Man.
I don't know how to use the GPS.
250 miles away from their home.
This doesn't look like home.
They had intended to drive to a nearby hospital, but instead they got lost and continued driving. They were found safe in Atlanta by police. The couple's daughter said neither of her parents have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia.
They're just stupid.
No.
Nah, it's not dementia, Alzheimer's. We're idiots.
She said, but that they now likely have to hand over their car keys.
I think so. Oh, wow. Unless they're fans of visiting Atlanta now and then.
Maybe so. They may have made some
Who wants to go to Atlanta?
Live loving relationships there. If you live in West Virginia, you may want to be weary, of those who go near your mailbox. A woman living in the Charleston area says she came home last week and checked her mail, but all she pulled out was a laminated photo of a llama wearing sunglasses.
That was it?
She reviewed security camera footage and says she saw someone in a black pickup truck remove the mail from her mailbox and replace it with the picture of the llama in sunglasses.
Did you get it?
Police are investigating.
Who is this?
And they
like llamas.
And they add that the mail theft is a federal crime, by the way.
So thank you.
They're in a lot of trouble. One last story?
Yeah, short one.
All right, it's a short one.
Damn it.
Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska is asking Facebook fans
yes.
to use their likes to vote for which bear is the biggest during their Fat Bear Week event. Did you see this?
They announced the winner.
Yeah, oh, they did
yes,
already?
They did, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they say that bears...
Who won?
I voted.
The bears have been putting on weight to prepare for their upcoming hibernation. They had the bear deemed chubbiest will be crowned the 2018...
I believe that U.S. people with maps have not as many maps. And so I believe that is why U.S. people have maps. Did I win?
Yeah.
It's a pageant.
They will be crowned the 2018 Fat Bear Champion. So
wow.
Do you know who the bear is?
Yes, here's his name, 409 Bead Nose. His number is 409, and it was a lot of fun. They posted a lot of stuff on their social media
wow.
accounts. It's Katmai National Park in Alaska, and yeah, Fat Bear Week was my favorite hashtag for a while. It was terrific.
He's a fat one. He's definitely a big bear.
And they show before and after, too. They'll show the bears in the spring and then
oh,
in the
yeah.
fall.
No
right
kidding.
Before.
So
yeah,
is he a grizzly, a Kodiak?
All grizzlies, yeah, Kodiaks. And they're very impressive species. But you go to this national park to see bears. They're all over the place.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.